we enter into this Holy Week and observe the passion and the death and the resurrection of Jesus in a liturgical way that he commanded us to do, we are starting with, of course, Palm Sunday. And I just want to point out, why are there palms? What does it mean? Why are we doing this? As you know, that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, people were laying down their cloaks and palm branches as he's coming into the city. And there's a lot of symbolism with that. But one thing in particular that I want to focus on is what palms meant in the ancient world. They were a symbol of victory. Now, we know in the Bible, you might think, well, I thought that was a sign of martyrdom. That's also true. The martyr's palm is a symbol of martyrdom. But before that, like primarily, it's a symbol of victory. And in the ancient world, again, in the Roman times, the victory that was won by like a Roman general when he would conquer a new land would often be honored with a triumph, okay? A triumph would include this triumphal procession into the city of Rome where the triumphator, the guy who gets all the honor, all right, the general usually, would be either preceded by his army or followed by his army. I can't remember exactly how it would work. But this would be, oh, we just conquered Gaul. And now we're going to have this triumph. And this general so-and-so is going to be honored. And his army is going to be there marching into the city with him. And he's going to be on this chariot. And he would have a crown of laurels, like palm branches. A crown of laurels signifying as a symbol of his victory. Okay, and in that ancient Roman image, you know, well, we conquered the Gauls, let's have a triumph. We conquered the Britons, let's have a triumph. We conquered Spain, let's have a triumph, whatever it might be. And these palm branches, these laurels were a symbol of victory. Now, when everyone was laying down their palm branches in front of Jesus on Palm Sunday, you might say, well, that doesn't seem exactly the same. It seems more prophetic, actually, as though this is a prophecy of what victory he is about to accomplish, what he is about to do. Now, the Bible actually talks about Jesus leading the powers of sin and death in procession. So part of the triumph was the conquered king and sometimes conquered generals would be led in chains. So you got the army. Then you got the triumphator in the chariot. He's got the crown of laurels. Behind them would be these kings and generals of this whatever country it was, led in chains as a way of saying, we have subdued them. There's no longer need to be afraid of them anymore. In the New Testament, it's described that this is what Jesus does through his death and resurrection, that he leads the powers of death and sin are actually led in procession. They're taken, it's as if to say, he has subdued them. We have no need to be afraid of them anymore. Okay? And when we look and see, well, what is the triumph that Jesus accomplishes? How does Jesus do this? We know the answer is what he did on Good Friday, what we just heard proclaimed in the gospel, that Jesus dying on the cross. Why would they honor soldiers? Why do we still honor soldiers? Because of what they risk. Okay, because of what they risk and sometimes what they sacrifice. Why is Jesus worthy? Why do we honor him? Because of what he sacrificed. He didn't risk anything on the cross. He sacrificed everything. It wasn't a question of I might die. That's what a soldier might say. It was, I am going to die, and that is the only way that I can triumph over sin and death. And so that is what I will do. And that is what Jesus did. His death is itself the victory, the triumph over sin. His resurrection is itself the triumph over death. And so as we hold these palm branches, let's remember why we do. We do it because Jesus Christ is the victor. It's a statement at every time, every Palm Sunday. It's a solemn time because we're entering into this, you know, This was, the crucifixion was not something that was nice and good, except in as much as how God used it. It was the best, the worst thing that ever happened, and it was the best thing that ever happened. But it's a solemn time, but we are announcing Christ the victor when we hold the palm branches. That's what we're announcing. Christ is victorious. Also, there's one other thing that I think is kind of important, and it's, remember how I said the army would come into Rome? I realized the Romans were pagan and horrible, and it was an evil empire, okay? But the way the New Testament talks about some of the things in the Roman world, the actual spiritual battle, we understand it by using some of the terms from just earthly things. That's how we can come to understand some of it. And so the scriptures use these things. One of them is adoption. Another one is the triumph, you know. The army would come into the city with the triumphator. And so if Jesus is the triumphator, he's the victor. Like, he's the victor. Everybody else is just participating in his victory. There's a part of Revelation, maybe more than one, but I remember one in chapter 7. It says that people from every race and tribe and tongue, from all times and all places, okay? Not everyone who's ever lived, but people from every time who's ever lived. Who have ever lived, holding palm branches. They're surrounding the throne with palm branches and white garments, praising and worshiping God, honoring the Lamb who was slain. They're holding palms as a symbol of Jesus' victory. They are also holding palms and clothed in white because they have participated in his victory. They also are victors in him. They also are victors with him. They are victorious. And this is everyone in heaven, not just the martyrs. That's also, you know, we also hear in Revelation about the martyrs. But everyone in heaven has one of these, has palm branches and is holding this as this is a symbol of, I have participated in the victory that Jesus has over sin and death. There's not going to be anyone in heaven who hasn't joined their life to Jesus and said with him, yes to the Father's will. There's not going to be anyone in heaven who hasn't denied themselves, taken up their cross, and followed Jesus. That's what Jesus says. If you would be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. We too are invited to participate in his cross and in his resurrection. And without that, what share would we have in his victory? But he's invited us. And so every time you took a palm branch, which I cleverly hid under the table because people usually take them before they're blessed. But you took a blessed palm branch, but I want you to think of it as Jesus offering it to you. As like, not you have to take this, but I'm offering you to take this. And if you will accept this palm, I want you to understand everything that it means. Did Jesus promise you, to, if you follow him, that it will be easy? No. In fact, he promised you the cross. And then the resurrection. So know what it means that you hold that branch in your hand. And I want you to just hear these words one more time. This is Jesus. It's kind of in the early part of the gospel just proclaimed. I am among you as the one who serves. It is you who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father has conferred one on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. Jesus is inviting you to stand by him in his trials, to take up your cross with him, to participate in his victory. And he confers on you a kingdom.